It's continuing coverage of Appalachian Parkersburg basketball with boys head coach Aaron Thomas. Falcons pick up a 59-37 road win over Webster City. Second half of a back-to-back. Coach, you're able to maintain pretty much a 20-point lead throughout the majority of this one in the second half anyway. Maybe another case where it was kind of tough to find a flow, especially early on, but bottom line, you guys come on the road and get a 20-plus point victory here tonight.
Yeah, we guarded pretty well. I can't remember if they had 15 or 19 at halftime, but when you hold teams and don't let them score, that's pretty good in their first game. But I thought defensively we did some very good things. Offensively, not as crisp, but you could maybe expect on the back-to-back. It was good for us to play Webster City because they were extremely athletic and physical, and we weren't great against that and in our man offense, so it gives us some things to really work on in practice Monday. But that said, played a lot of different guys with the back-to-back, had some good things. Bernard gave us a really good lift in the second quarter. Gavin came in and got us some buckets that we needed, and we didn't have as high a scoring tonight, but if you keep guarding and can get it done that way, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
What was the scouting like for this one? Because, this was their season opener, yes. And you had mentioned you were maybe watching some JV or something for last year.
Yeah, no, our scouting was pretty much, we were going to worry about us. We looked at JV. We knew number 4 for them. It was pretty good. We knew 12. Just watching warm-ups, he shot it well, and he lived up to that billing. He hit a couple threes on us. And another big kid had good size. Mason just did a really good job with his physicality. He didn't do much for us. And Mason's just been, such a pleasant thing to get back after missing all last year with his ACL, and just gives us such a good post presence, which we didn't have. So really, really good to get him back. I thought he had a great first week. So all the guys, we're 3-0. We're right where we wanted to be. Were we perfect? Absolutely not. But we're not going to play. I think this team, with our inexperience and being new, we have a lot of room for growth, and that's a positive. And now we get to practice on Monday. Obviously game Tuesday, practice Wednesday, Thursday. So good for us to get 3 practices this coming week, knowing we got 2 games that we're going to have to be focused. And, the goal will be to get 2 more next week, try to get to 5-0.
Yeah, and what are the goals for the upcoming practices? Because you had told me it'll be good to just, get back to the practice gym after a 3-game week here.
Yeah, we need to work on, just finishing around the rim. We didn't finish real well. And then just offensively, being a little crisper. With our dribble, we need to attack more downhill. We're going a little too much laterally, so the defense isn't having to help. The other thing, we got to work on just our post-entry and our angles and just understanding that. But, the guys have been extremely coachable. This group's working hard. They're giving me, everything they got. We just got to keep getting better, and that's all of our levels, our varsity, our JV, our fresh off. And that's sometimes the beauty, the fun of the coaching. When you lose guys who played for 4 or 3 years, when you get new experience, we're going to have some growing pains. But to get to 3-0, can't be any better.
You bet. I brought this up to Brady as well, but it always seems like every year there's a stretch in the schedule where you're on the road a bunch, and you're in the middle of that right now with 4 straight. You do get to start conference play here next week in the NICL Central with a couple of much closer opponents with Columbus Catholic here in Hudson next week.
Yeah, and not knowing, Columbus I know plays tonight. So we'll be able to get some film and see what they're like. And then Hudson, in their new gym, I know they got Kryle and a couple other guys who are pretty solid. But honestly, this week it's going to be worried about us getting better more so than who we're playing. Because like I told the guys, yes, we won, but we got to keep getting missed. We don't want to just win in December. It's where can we get by February when we start postseason play? How good of a team can we be?
All right. Well, I think it's about time to hit the road here, but any final thoughts you'd like to share tonight?
No, I just appreciate the crowd that came out and those who tuned in to you or watched online. We will get back home at some point, and we hope we see everybody there.
You bet. That's AP Coach Aaron Thomas. Thanks for the time tonight.
Thanks so much.